you guys do to Rodgers in the playoff game that you weren't able to do in the regular season games that he put up all those big numbers against you?
I think we just tried to change up a little thing, you know, little things. You know, I felt like we was playing better as a unit in the playoff game than we were when we played them out here. Our secondary was in tune with the front was doing, our looks were, you know, all together. So it kind of, you know, slowed him down just a little bit in his reads, and that allowed us to get some pressure on him, hit him a little bit, and, you know, our offense put up points, so they were kind of, you know, fighting from behind, where out here it was kind of, you know, we didn't get the same amount of pressure, the same kind of time that we got in the playoff game.
Justin, how relevant are those guys? I mean, you're playing them for the third time in 3 months, but they've got some changes in personnel, and it is a few months ago now.
Yeah, you know, it's still relevant, though. You still kind of get a feel of, you know, how they want to play against us. We've played against that O-line or pieces of that O-line, so you know how they like to protect, or, you know, if we're going to see the chips, or we're going to see, you know, man on man, or, you know, which way the center going to slide most of the time, just off of our defense. So it's little things in it that we can kind of, you know, get a feel for going into the game. But like you said, there's a lot of differences about them. There's a lot of differences about us, too. So, we'll see what happens.
What is the number one reason why Aaron Rodgers is so good?
I don't know what the number one reason is. A lot has to do with the fact that he can hit anybody anywhere on that football field. So you got to cover the whole field with him. He's able to move in the pocket and get down the field and hurt you with his legs also. So you can't really, you know, you kind of buying your time when you're blitzing, because he can hurt you with his legs also. And he did that against us up here especially. So it's a lot of things that make that guy a great quarterback.
Coach Coughlin said this was a huge game, and you rarely hear coaches single games out. How important is it for you in the season?
It's very important. You know, Dallas is right on our tails, and you know, we know what our schedule is like the rest of the way. And you know, they're coming to our house Sunday Night Football. You know, the whole world's gonna be watching. This is probably a team that, you know, if things go right, we'll probably see again in the playoffs, hopefully. But it's important because we both are fighting for, you know, positions in the playoff race.
You really want to set the tone early. I mean, getting the 6 games go, do you want to come right out of the box?
We do. I mean, we've played crappy football the last couple of weeks, and we really would like to swing this momentum back in our favor. We really, you know, like to come out of this football game feeling very confident about where we are as a football team, and heading into the rest of the schedule. And it's just a great opponent, a great, measuring stick for our football team to see exactly where we are. We know they're going to come in here trying their best to beat us, obviously. But again, I think it's just going to be a great, measuring stick for us to see where we are. And, you know, hopefully we're able to, you know, pull it out and get a win.
Last year you took some satisfaction from the loss because it was close.
Well, there were some people who did.
Not me. But I see what you're saying.
Can you get the same thing out of this game?
Me personally, no. I am a sore loser. I hate losing, regardless of how we lost. Honestly, I would rather get blown out than lose by 2. I really would. For me, it's no, good loss. You know, you play this game and win the games, and that's all that matters. At the end of the year, that's what they look at, you know, wins and losses. It doesn't matter if you lost by 1 or you lost by 50. So, me personally, I really want to win every game I go into.